When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kinds of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
It's time for the Steve and Kyle podcast with Steve.
Do you remember that? Fun, the excitement, the dating life. You know, you have to do your hair to go out on the weekends.
I remember it well.
Now it's just, you know, here I am, honey.
That's right.
She's bored by it, longing for Iowa.
I know that I'm in a rough spot if she's longing to move back to Dubuque without me.
And Kyle.
Now, are you on Tommy Dreamboat's workout plan now?
Wayne.
Oh, Wayne. You on Wayne Dreamboat's workout plan now, finally?
It doesn't really work with Wayne, does it?
Wayne's not a real Dreamboat name, and that's no offense to anybody who's listening who's named Wayne, but I'd be stunned if you're a looker.
Live on tape from APS 3. Whatever, it's the Steve and Kyle podcast.
Digging into the archives for that one.
Always love it.
Wayne Dreamboat. Yeah, boy, what's that been? 5-6 years?
Yeah, boy, that
since
has
old
to
old WD
have,
has been in my life.
Has to have been the 2017 era.
Yeah.
Man,
wonder what he's up to.
You think about getting back in the old personal, the PT game?
The PT game? No, personal not so trainer. Much. I think about going back to the gym every now and then. I mean, considering I am paying for it.
You're still, wait.
$10 a month.
Oh,
yeah.
When was the, if you had to guess, the last time you went?
At least a year.
So $120 minimum out the door.
Yeah. I know I'm not the only one.
For the ability to walk in a door that you not necessarily drive past, but willingly choose to not drive past or to every day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad, right?
Let's see you do. No, you're paying for it. I'd like to see you get back in there.
All right.
Where would that fit in your daily routine? Let's assume nothing to do with the, you know, the hunk of wood out in the backyard.
Right.
So, or the hunk of metal that's in the hunk of wood in the backyard.
I don't even know where.
Would that be like an on the way home thing? Like, hey, guys,
I think it would have to be.
You know, can you finish the yuck meeting without me? Or do you need, you know, the one adult in the room, you, to make sure that not too much feces is getting flung?
I don't know. It's just not in the cards at this point in life, I think. It's just because I was talking about this with Annette recently. I feel guilty when I'm doing things that don't involve the kids. Okay. Like when there's any little bit of free time, I feel guilty if I don't do something with them or involved with them, or at least, I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Like, No, I get it. I feel the same. I mean, it was last year when I went on a quick vacation with a friend down to Orlando, Florida to go to the horror event at Universal Studios.
Right, Spooky Fest?
Yeah. Spook Fest 2022. Mm-hmm. And went down there, and initially we were going to go on Wednesday to Saturday, whatever ended up, we thought. And man, I was like, well, we can catch an Uber to an airport 45 minutes away and fly direct back home on Friday and not be home Saturday. Mm. We were in Florida for 55 hours just because I had that pang of, I think guilt's the right word.
Yeah.
That I wanted to be. One, I feel bad.
Sure.
Like, I feel bad for Katie, who is, you know, doing normal life at that point as well. You know, at that point, school and whatever, as well as balancing a 4-year-old buffoon flying around the house like an unhinged maniac. Mm-hmm. So me being down in Florida, you know, gallivanting through Spookfest 2022.
Right.
Yeah, it's looking a pang of guilt that I'm like, I feel bad.
What, a bat?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, think about it. Oh, a mask, of course. Oh, and things that go bump in the night.
Things that go bump in the night.
Yeah, those are the three things. I'm sorry. Let me tell you. I'm still a little rusty. We're just barely getting into spooky season here.
Let me tell you. All three of those. Spookfest 2022. I'm glad you said that. We have a couple things to get to. One was the A bit that we teased last
week. Are you going for Spookfest 2023? Is there a Spookfest 2023?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This event is massive, by the way. Okay. The one in Universal Studios.
Spookfest.
Spookfest. It is gigantic. It is sellouts most evenings, especially in October. That's why I'd never go in October. It simply did not work this year.
Okay.
Trust me, I pushed, asked friends, asked, you know, implied this to the point where I had flights looking up for me to go by myself.
Did I miss that text? You said you asked friends. I didn't. Hold on. Let me.
What would it take?
Let me grab my phone. Scroll back.
Yeah, please do this. So this would have been like probably July. We don't take that much. Shouldn't take many scrolls. What would it take for you? Because, listen, you've had this similar reaction to other...
Oh, to go to Spookfest?
No, to other events that I've mentioned.
Yeah, but you saying what would it take for me to go to Spookfest?
Yes. Like, what if I had texted you in July and said, hey, Wednesday, it would be like a wet, let's call it Thursday to Saturday or Wednesday to Friday
tough,
night.
Tough to do during the week, you know, for those of us that are down in the trenches, got the real job.
Yeah, most people get paid vacation time, used for your own comings and goings.
So in a perfect world, if I could get... I would absolutely go to Spookfest.
You would. You would try.
Yeah, I'd be there.
You would spend the... Whatever. You know, one of the budget airlines, call it $200 to get down there.
Heck yeah. A
couple $100 for a hotel for two nights. A couple $100 for these tickets to get to the...
Couple $100?
If you want to go a couple nights, it's going to be a couple $100
at the theme park. Oh, we're going a couple of nights?
Two nights.
To the same thing?
Yeah. Because it's too busy to get through it all in one night, unless you want to stay there from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m., which my legs can't do that.
Spookfest is pretty popular. All right, I'm out.
Oh. Don't feel quite as bad about not asking you now.
No desire. No desire at all. Oh, wow, look, a ghost.
I wanted to ask you.
I'm a ghoul.
We do have two things to get to. One, I wanted to get to 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Never got to it, so it's still on the list. But we teased this as the A bit last week, so we have to get to it today, preferably at the start, so we don't violate all of our listeners' well-found trust in us. You said last week you had some breaking news.
Breaking news.
On the Zach.
In the Zach.
In a cul-de-sac, a little up the road, there's a guy named Steve who you may or may not know. His neighbors knew him from his side gig show. And Steve moved in, away they all go. The birders, the widow, and the volleyball player. The silent neighbors and the secret lair. Just wave your hand, just wave your hand.
It's Zach!
Got a folding card table and two microphones.
It's Zach!
Got two dead neighbors, the others moved away.
It's Zach!
Got a folding card table and two microphones.
It's Zach!
Never gets old.
But the birders are getting a reference there after they got referenced last week in the actual podcast, which is remarkably rare. We haven't talked about the birders in years, but in case you're wondering, that's right. The hairy woodpecker spotted no local.
Thanks to the bird board for... You have notifications turned on for bird board?
I think I'm going to try to figure out bird board notifications just for the birder behind you. Right?
Like, yeah, you get an immediate push notification whenever she posts.
Yeah, if she posts that she found a new, you know, yellow-bellied one-tailed hawk, I'm the first to know.
Right.
Before husband, who is obviously not a preeminent birder,
I'm getting
notified.
I mean, how many preeminent birders can there be, really?
And at what point is enough enough? So this breaking news that you talked about, I need to know what's going on in the Zach. I feel like I'm pretty up on the times around here. I see it once a week. It's been pretty quiet.
Yeah.
I'll say that. Tell me what's going on in the Zach this fall that is so urgent.
Where to begin?
Hopefully somewhere near the end. No offense.
No, none at all. So last week, Annette was running out, running some errands, and it was a beautiful day. So I was like, I think I'm just going to take the kids outside. We're going to play in the front yard. We're going to do some sidewalk chalk, play some wiffle ball, a little t-ball in the front yard.
Beautiful. It's very nice of you.
Yeah, we got the little basketball hoop out there. Not Annette. That's my wife. Evelyn, my daughter, for reasons unknown, has seemed to have taken a liking to basketball, which, okay.
I'm struggling to see where that could have come from in the family lineage.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not the only one.
If I remember, doesn't one of your nephews play?
They both do.
But that's it.
Yeah.
And that's youth. It's not like, you know, Brother Mike's got him on the travel roster cutting highlights together.
No.
Okay.
So we're out there and we're, Evelyn's in the driveway shooting hoops, you know, because she's a basketball star now. Nikki was walking around up by the front door. So I was kind of hanging close to him. And, all of a sudden Evelyn came darting back over to me. I was like, what's going on? She was having a lot of fun. And she didn't really say anything, but she kind of looked over to the driveway and I was like, what's going on? But I was up by the front door, so I had to kind of take a couple steps out and look around.
Okay.
Look around. There's a little kid standing in our driveway.
Okay. You're in a neighborhood and you're way too friendly. I'm not stunned this happened.
So I immediately recognize that it's the neighbor. The neighbor's little boy.
Can you give me a direction? Not the Frisboers?
Oh, no. The Frisboers.
Oh, boy.
Okay. And I thought,
do I have to start not referring to them as that now? Because
I don't know.
Oh, no. What did you do? Tell me you did.
So I see this little kid standing there. He's roughly two. I was like, hey, buddy, how are you? He just kind of stands there and smiles. Cute kid.
Sounds like a, not socially adept. Right. Stairs. Probably drool hanging out.
No, there's no drool to be seen. So I look a little bit further, and there's one of the neighbors standing there. So I was like, oh, hey, how are you?
You just couldn't help yourself, could you? Because this is the part of the story where you and I would differ.
Right, exactly.
Now, I'm already angry. Like, I haven't...
Of course you're... Yeah, I mean, of course, you default to rage. I mean...
Angry is not the correct word.
No, it's very much the correct word for you.
I'm already thinking, I haven't talked to him for years. Why now? Right? So I'm either I'm already looking for an out. hand flailing in the air, waving away, right?
So, because my first thought was, oh no, this kid like wandered out of the house and he's over here. But then I saw that his mom was right behind him and said, hey, how are you? And she said, oh, I'm good. How are you? And then we proceeded to have a 10-minute conversation.
Oh, God.
Now, these are people that I've lived next to for 4 years almost. And there's never been more than just a, hello, how are you? See you later. Bye. You know, as one of us is walking down the street.
I didn't even know it was that much. The last I heard was...
Really, a wave.
Really, the last interaction was when there's some pulling out of the driveway and a look the other way. This was right after they moved in, right?
It seemed like it, yeah.
Smart people.
So, it was bizarre. It was as if they were old friends and we just hadn't seen each other in a while.
Okay.
Normal conversation. Talked for, again, 10 minutes. And then... The kids were kind of interacting, but they're at that age where they don't really...
There's nerves.
They play around each other. They don't really play with each other yet. And then they were like, all right, well, we got to get back and go eat some lunch. I was like, all right, see you later. And then as they were Because during this time, I was talking to the wife for the first couple minutes. Well, then the husband walked over, which surprised me, and he took part in the conversation. And yeah, then they were going to leave, and they said, "All right, well, got to go eat lunch. See you later. Hey, if we're ever outside and the kids want to come over and play, that's more than happy to." I said, "Oh, that's great. Hey, same goes for you too." And then they went back in the house. Mm-hmm. And about 10 minutes later, the dad was out in the driveway with the son again. I think they were like going to get the mail or something.
Did you jog out there?
No, we were still out there.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, they were inside.
We hadn't gone inside.
Gotcha.
And I could see the son kind of like pulling at the dad and pulling him in our direction. And then they came back over. And I talked to dad for another 10 minutes. And things were great. It's finally happened.
What do you think happened?
I have become friends with them.
What do you think happened then in the...
I don't know.
Previous... Four years. Like, was it a witness protection issue?
Maybe.
Was it a...
I mean, look...
Did they have a heart-to-heart and say, "Hey, listen, honey, we have no friends. Our kids are driving us up a wall. Push them outside. Maybe. Let's go talk to people." Right?
I mean, we... And it was like, talked about, you know, he was talking about the daycare that they send their son to. And,
sure.
You know, asking about what school Evelyn is in and how we like that. And it was like actual normal neighborly conversation. But I was so thrown off. I was like, man, where did this come from? But I'm happy.
I would. Oh, of course you are.
I got another friend. God. And there's no such thing as too many.
What are the names? First names. You get them?
Oh, I know their first names. Good. I've known their first names.
Oh, got it. So it was a similar situation as what we maybe talked about last week. Or eventually, maybe they didn't introduce, so you did you do a tiny bit of digging yourself to figure out the names?
I believe that you did.
Oh, I may have. Well, no, you may have. I think you knew them from, or you got their name from, the very first interaction was on one of those neighborhood apps.
Yes.
And you liked one of their, or you commented on their
thing. Yeah, I said like, "Hey, neighbor."
Well, and then there was either a silence or like a liked comment, and then it went away or something like that. Like,
post-deleted.
Their intentions were very clear that they did not want to interact.
Yeah, and then I remember we talked about it on the podcast. I slipped you the name. You did some research.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. Wow, Liz, I'd say I'm happy for you if I didn't think this was the worst development to happen in a long time.
Well, look, I've talked recently about our long-term plan. We're going to be here for the next 25 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You're going to need their help, you know, lifting you up when you slip in the driveway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably when I'm 67.
Oh my God. That's got to hurt, right?
Like, that has stuck with me.
Just hearing that number, though, in your head out loud, it doesn't seem real, right?
Because we've talked about it before. For the most part, I feel pretty much the same as I felt when I was like 25.
Yeah.
Like, I know that I've aged.
Sure.
And hair's a little grayer. Mm-hmm. Maybe got a little bit more of a belly.
Yeah.
But I feel pretty much the same. Am I going to feel that way at 67?
Well,
because I picture myself with my pants pulled up really high.
Yes. And I don't know.
Dressed like my grandfather.
That's why I like to bring it to your attention when I feel those moments in my head where I'm either perturbed by some youth thing.
Yeah.
Or questioning you about, do you know what this is? Because I feel so out of the loop in a lot of those regards. And is there an age that just hits where you just say, okay, guess it's time to have the socks up to my knees?
I remember there was, you remember like the You Might Be a Redneck guy, Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah.
I remember there was like, he had some old bit and it was like, you can tell the best year of your parents' life based on their clothing. Because they got to that year, things had never been better, and they were just like, all right, that's it.
Like, it's a remarkable way to look at it.
Yeah.
And it's not
like, why change?
Yeah, it's not necessarily wrong. I mean, it's hard for you to, I wouldn't even say hard, I'd say impossible, like in our age right now, to say, yeah, I think I would pick age 29 as my favorite year of my life.
Yeah.
It just doesn't exist. But yeah, you're going to hit that point where, like you said last week, you know, your knees hurt every day walking. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
You, I don't know if that was your first instance of nearly dying on one of your DIY projects where you almost fell off the garage.
That was bad.
A couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I don't remember any prior near-death experiences.
I mean, do you think when you're 20, you're probably like, hey, you think I could do long jumps between these trusses and run all the way from one end to the other?
Exactly.
But now you're just turning and stepping into air like an old man. That's an old man thing to do. Like, and it's not even trying to say it disrespectfully, but it's just a different way to look at things than you were 20 years ago. Or 50, you know, 20 years ago, you were picking up the jet ski, heading out to the ocean after an hour drive. And, you know, hair blowing through the wind. And now you're like...
2007 Yamaha VX110 Sport. Oh!
And now...
Beautiful machine. Only 17 and a half hours on it when I sold it.
Now you're hugging a truss, yelling at your four-year-old to call 911 before you fall.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That wasn't great.
I meant to ask you right off the bat, too. I wanted to ask if... You know, I don't want to dig too deep, not too personally, but I want to, is everything okay with you? You okay right now?
Yeah, why?
Just now, I walked in here and I'd argue of the episodes we've recorded, 300 and what is this, 80?
88.
Oh, God, criminy. This is probably top 10 in terms of the most tired I've encountered you.
I'm a little tired. Yeah, we
you either burning the midnight oil, or are you not, you know, are you sleeping like an old man too?
No,
like,
we hit the sauce last night though.
Oh my God, that's you.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing Crown and Sprite?
Crown and Sprite. Crown and Sprite on the deck.
So you got into it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And but that the, does that but so that
the thing just, is though, just, like just, I woke up this morning and I felt, you know, I had like a just the slightest hint of a headache.
So you wouldn't call it a hangover?
No, because as soon as I drank a little bit of water, it was fine.
I heard about to say, as soon as I drank a little bit of Crown.
It's called Hair of the Dog. Ever heard of it? And it wasn't that late that we went to bed.
And
it
late was, for you is different.
I was probably in bed by 11:30 or so.
But, I mean, compared to your normal work week schedule, it's obviously a little bit later, but it's not like, you know, 2 in the morning and you were hammered.
No.
How many Crown and Sprites did you consume last night?
4, I believe.
Okay. So that's a fair amount. Well, and an amount that would probably put a lot of people on buzz alert.
Yeah, I had one with dinner, and then it was like an hour and a half later I started the next 3.
Right.
And yeah, I think I had a little bit of a buzz at one point. I stood up last night and I was like, whoa, okay. Stood up a little quickly.
So you feel it in the body. I've always felt that first in the head, whether it's a little wobble or a little looser. And then it goes from my head and it starts to slowly work its way down. And then I feel it in, you know, the lips and the tongue, which become a little heavier and a little harder to use.
Yep.
And then if I keep going, which used to be the mistake nowadays, no thank
right.
you.
Yeah, you know.
The rest of the body starts to go with it, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I get to. Now, I don't drink. I barely drink anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had, before last night, probably hadn't drank in, I don't know. If I have alcohol once a month, that's a lot.
Okay.
It's just not part of my, you know, part of my routine. Mm-hmm. And I think part of the issue was that in the middle of the night, Annette got out of bed because Evelyn was calling for her.
Okay.
Which was strange because, I mean, it's happened before, but not a lot.
Yeah.
Not common. So she's yelling, mama, mama, mama. And before I even realized what was happening, Annette was already like walking down the steps. So she came back up a couple minutes later and I was like, what's going on? Is she all right? She said, yeah, she lost Foxy.
Okay.
Which is her little stuffed animal. I was like, oh, yeah, where was it? In her hand. Well,
listen, we've said it for years. They're just so dumb.
Kids are dumb.
They're just so dumb.
Kids are real stupid.
That's not saying you can't love them, but let's be honest. They're dumb.
So, I mean, that woke me up for a little bit, but I, yeah.
Right, mostly anger.
Rage.
You know, 3 in the morning, you're just tossing and turning. What's going on? I just, it was right in her hand. I just.
And now I know Annette, I don't know if she fell back to sleep at all because she's like, she's exhausted.
Okay, so you're sitting around the house upstairs before I get here, and you're no doubt, oh boy, I am exhausted today, to the lady who got up out of bed and then couldn't go back to sleep. But you're really,
yeah.
I'd like to see you lay it on today to the point where you can finally maybe even get like a physical eye roll.
Right.
To your face.
It would be hard to tell because she was asleep for like a half hour upstairs on the couch while Nikki just climbed on her and Evelyn's like climbing on her.
Say, I'd like to see you go, boy, I could use a nap today.
Yeah, and you got the kids for the next couple hours, right? I'm going to go upstairs and hit the sack.
Mind if I get the quick 100? Call it the 100 refresher. It's 100 minutes. Me in the bed. 10 on each end. 10 to get to sleep, 10 to wake up. It's 120 in and out.
Yeah. So yeah, that I have been yawning uncontrollably, quite a bit.
I'd like to see you maybe tone that down in the presence of your wife.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd like to see.
Well, no. If she's been the one that's actually fallen asleep.
Well, right. I mean, I don't think that's like an indictment on her. I mean, she's the one who got up.
No, it is.
So it's a competition.
Look, she got up. She went downstairs. She you know found Foxy, which was again located in my daughter's hand. She came back upstairs.
Seemed really, really stuck on that part.
Not my problem that she couldn't fall back to sleep. I mean, am I to blame because I fall asleep easily?
I'll bust on the poll. Steve to blame. That's it.
Right.
No context. Yeah. Steve to blame.
Are you somebody who falls asleep easily?
Very easily. Very, very easily.
Is your wife also somebody who falls asleep?
Not as much.
Do you find that there's animosity towards you because of how easily you fall asleep?
Boy,
I'm not asking that for any particular reason.
I fall asleep earlier, but here's what I will say is she sleeps a lot harder than me. So here's where I'll tell you where the animosity is, and this won't surprise you. It's on my end.
Wow. Knocked me over with a feather.
Because I would argue on average, every night I'm up at least once. For one of our dogs, usually mostly one of our dogs, who will get up and either think she needs to go outside or just the way you've described this dog, we definitely bought a lemon. Okay. She is a nightmare from day one.
Mm-hmm.
Broken femur, bladder stones, like just an atrocity of a dog.
Yeah.
That whoever created her should be locked up and thrown the key thrown away. Okay. Love her to death. The dumbest animal on the planet, this dog. I still love her, but she, like, if we weren't the ones to adopt her, she would not be here today. Okay. Because she's not caused, but required so much upkeep and medical stuff extra and things attention. We have to do. I mean, the food we buy is $113 a bag so she doesn't get bladder stones.
Jesus.
She's on, like, dog Prozac. She's on dog ibuprofen. Mm-hmm. It's insane what we have done for this dog. So I'm up with her at least once a night. And she sleeps so hard next to me. That this dog some nights on the ground giving like just to get someone's attention.
Mm-hmm.
999 times out of 100. I'm the one getting up.
Okay.
Right. Which I'm okay with that. But then I'll say in the morning, because some nights it'll happen three times. So some nights where this dog just can't get comfortable in our bed to sleep. I'll go sleep on the couch. Okay. This happens, I would argue, once every 10 days. And I'll wake up some morning. Oh, man, I'm so tired. Man, what happened? Why? Oh, you didn't hear? Up and rolling around bed, you know, four or five times because this dog won't lay down. Has to go to the bathroom, wants this, wants that, whatever. Meanwhile, you know, Katie's snoring. This poor wiener dog keeps getting woken up because he's passed out too. It's just me and this one dog. So yeah, no. See, thank you for asking. There is animosity. Thank you.
See, in our house, I fall asleep pretty easily,
mm-hmm.
and I sleep hard.
Well, so you got both ends of the spectrum.
She falls asleep pretty easily too.
Mm.
But is a very light sleeper.
Okay. So like an extra creak. Like can you guys, your bedroom's upstairs, mm-hmm. but is it light enough that if you ran the dishwasher, which is not a noisy thing, but when the water starts coming in and out, you can kind of hear it throughout the house. Can you do that at night, or would that wake her up?
No. We usually run the dishwasher. Like, okay. That'll be the last thing. You know, we start the dishwasher and then go to bed.
Washer dryer when you guys go to bed, because that's also far enough away with the door closed if you want it to be.
You can hear a slight hum, but we're also here. We also have the baby monitor in there, which picks up the white noise machines that are in each of the kids' rooms.
Got it. So you guys are surrounded by white ambient noise, right?
Yes. Yeah. To the point where if there's not any noise, if Annette's not here for the night, you know, say she's at her parents' house with the kids, I lay in bed and I'm like, it is way too quiet in here.
Because you're just not used to it.
Yeah.
You're the going to turn on just anything to have it going, because that's what your body is now used to. Like camping for you. You know, in the middle of the woods, would you be able to fall asleep and stay asleep there? Because it's quiet, but there are, I guess, you know, if you're counting in critter noises or whatever. Everything.
Yeah, yeah. It probably a little more difficult, though.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad everything's smooth over here, and I'm glad you're not holding a grudge. She's the one who fell back asleep.
Look.
But again, remember, like you said, not your fault.
I can't be blamed for my sleep cycles.
Not your fault, like you said.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit OsbourneMediaHouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
Steve, it's nearly upon us, and I've neglected in asking for about 2 or 3 weeks, and I'm so excited. I feel like this year I've been talking about it with Katie. I've been talking about it with anybody who will listen to my voice. I think, dare I say, Halloween is back.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's in...
I'm not just talking about the day coming up. Okay. I'm talking about the season as a whole.
Where did it go somewhere?
Well, more so than ever. This year, I have seen decorations up earlier and more in terms of my neighborhood than I ever have.
Okay. So you think people have finally come around?
Back. I think they're coming back.
They finally caught the bug.
And I've given you guff for years.
You have? Yeah. You've given me quite a bit of guff.
Hang on. We cannot be minutes after talking about our fear and how we don't know when and how we're aging. Drop a guff reference. I've been given a real gibbon.
You know what's stuck in my craw?
So I apologize for even saying that.
It's all right.
But I've been giving you a hard time about this over the years because you guys have had... not prototypical, but you guys have had, you know, a Midwestern look, I guess is how I describe it, right? Fake pumpkin stacks.
Oh, those are real pumpkins.
Every year?
Every year.
Going out seeking out new...
Every year.
I guess you go fake on those.
You and me both.
This rough night of sleep for Steve is really catching up to him.
But anyway,
I would argue your Halloween, like decoration wise, that's it, right?
Yeah. It's more, I would say it's more of like a fall decoration.
It's a harvest decoration.
It's a harvest decoration. Yeah.
You're a corn stalk away from taking a picture in Uggs is where you're at.
Yeah. I would love to get the big bale of, big bale of hay.
Here's the question though. When the season's over, what do you do with it? You spread it out in the yard and use it to plant a new seed?
Sure.
Multi-purpose. Until last year, that is. when you were really put on the spot by your wife, where the conversation happened, I believe, right before we recorded. Evelyn had said for some reason she wanted a Mickey or Minnie inflatable.
Well, I know exactly why she wanted it, because there's the Halloween house, which you refer to
as Halloween vomit
house. I think the barf house or the vomit house.
Which it is. I'm sorry. I mean, there's a Darth Vader taking a poop. There's like...
I don't know if Darth Vader's taking a poop.
Someone's got a toilet on there on one of those inflatables. I'll try to get a closer look when I drive out of here today.
So Evelyn, of course, because she's a kid, she loves that house. She loves seeing all the inflatables. We have to walk down there at least once a day to check it out. And so she had, if I remember correctly, she had said to my wife, I really want a Mickey or a Minnie Halloween inflatable. And my wife threw me directly under the bus and said, well, if you really want that, you're going to have to go talk to Dada about it.
That's right. Which, ask your dad or ask your mom is immediately code for, if you don't say yes, I've now made you the bad guy.
Yes. Yeah.
But also, I don't really want you to get it. So if you say yes, you're the bad guy in my eyes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you did.
I said, all right, I'll take this under advisement.
Which I believe that advisement was scheduled to end the second our recording ended.
Yeah.
When you were scheduled to go to the store.
We went to the store.
And in the
there was a Mickey. There was a Minnie.
That was the last.
Shockingly, she couldn't decide between the two.
The last appearance of Nostra Dumbass was when I called my shot on that.
And so what did we do? We came home with both.
I remember saying, oh, you're coming home with two. You're not getting Minnie without Mickey. You're not getting Mickey without Minnie. That's just not the way. Unless one is out of stock, you were not escaping that store with just the one. And sure enough, I pulled in the next Sunday or next weekend, and it was 9:30 in the morning. Those things were blowing in the wind. And they were up.
Nostra Dumbass was vindicated again.
Nailed it. So I came in this weekend, and they were up. They looked like they popped right out of the box. No issues.
No issues at all.
And they were pumping in this October heat.
They, earlier in the week, I want to say it was probably Monday, we were driving past the Halloween house. Whole family's in the car. And Evelyn said, Dada, can we put up these? Or no. Annette said, when are we going to put up the Halloween decorations?
That was like just recently, you said?
Yeah, earlier this week.
Okay.
And I firmly said, no, not until at least October 1st.
Oh, man. Well, you're a fun Dada.
And then from the back seat, I hear Evelyn say, can we put them up tomorrow? Which would have been like the 24th or something, 25th. Yeah. And I said, okay. I'd
like to see you come back firmly with, is that the first? Huh? Is it?
Do you know dates now?
Ever use a calendar, little girl?
Yeah. Next day came and she reminded me of it first thing.
And you were no doubt out shopping for the new pumpkins to stack?
I do not partake in pumpkin shopping. That's usually my wife's thing.
This is far and away the grumpiest Steve I've ever interacted with.
Why am I going to be a part of it? Just going to buy pumpkins. It doesn't take five people to do.
This is the guy who, I believe it was, I mean, I could count the minutes on one hand, who said you don't like to go places because you feel like you're missing out on the, the family interactions and dealing with, wife and kids and everything, right?
Yeah, but she went while one of the kids was napping. We were just going to leave him at home?
Could have been a nice bonding moment.
Hey, kid, wake up. Let's go watch Mom buy pumpkins.
Hey, want to go buy some idiot gourds? I'm going to make sure they stack. That's really the only requisite.
So, we are decorated.
I've noticed.
Yeah.
So that's why.
And I'm assuming you have some kind of complaint?
Well, I wouldn't say complaint, just a question. Because, last year you added the Mickey and the Minnie.
Mm-hmm.
And before that was previously the stackable pumpkins.
The harvest.
Yeah.
Harvest decorations.
The gourd stackers. What do we, it's October 1st.
Yeah.
Or we're past October 1st. It's the season.
Mm-hmm.
What are we adding this year?
Oh, do we have to add something?
I guess if you want your kid to grow up with no sense of, fun and joy in their hearts, no you don't. Yeah. I'm sure the joy on her face, the 60th time she comes home to the Mickey and Minnie inflated in the front yard, is just as joy-filled.
She still loves them. Oh, still runs out and gives them a hug.
Don't you want to see that when she, you know, okay. whether it's like a spooky ghost hanging from, you know, garage light or maybe a projector. I think this house would be fantastic.
For a projector?
Little thing on, like, they're like 10, 12 bucks for, okay. you know, a little spinning ghost on the garage door at night.
Yeah. Yeah, we could. Sure could.
What are you...
Then I'd run over the stupid projector when I leave for work in the morning.
Either that, or just go drive down to Halloween Vomit House and say, hey, could I thin you out a bit?
Can I borrow one of these?
Like, maybe Vader with his head in the toilet.
Oh, no, he's got his head in
the I don't toilet. Know what it is. Again, I'm going to try to take a picture and get or tell you specifically what Darth Vader's doing. Again, don't know why Darth Vader's a part of this. When I drive out of here today, so you can be up to speed on what Vader's up to at the Halloween Vomit House. I'd like to see you add something this season.
I mean, I'm not opposed to adding something.
And it doesn't have to be trinkety or, like, you know, Mickey or Minnie, right? Maybe maybe it's even some more harvest stuff, right?
More
autumn stuff.
All right, so if I get a bale of hay,
yeah,
plop it up right at the house.
Yeah,
is that good?
It's okay. Then you gotta have to get something to put on the hay, right?
You gotta make a scarecrow out of my old jeans or something.
Better yet, you really want to spice it up?
Yeah,
go skeleton scarecrow.
Oh, skeleton crow.
Right, or if you don't want to get too into that. Right? You know, like my neighbors, who, again, go out trick-or-treating but don't hand out candy. I'm not bitter. You just go maybe like a couple stalks in between all of your, garage. Three sides of the garage, right?
Okay.
The left, the middle, and the right.
Boy, this is a lot of work.
Yeah, listen, you know. Like you said, they're dumb. Maybe they'll forget. But again, you're... As you talked about last week, you're definitely building those those lifetime of memories that they're going to crave to come home to the house they were born and raised in.
You remember a couple months ago when I bought this outdoor?
What do you mean, do I remember? And what do you mean a couple months ago, Steve? That was obviously mid-May, which is, as we've talked about, the third best time to buy your Christmas and holiday decor.
Let's check this thing out.
So we've got a wheel of lights.
We do. We have a full-on light wheel.
And this thing...
Unplug our on-air light. I know.
Make sure it's the on-air light, right?
Yeah, it goes against everything that we stand for. Let's plug that in. I'll
give you a little extra juice there. Because So I'm guessing what you're trying to see here is if you can get this, like, red and black or red and purple or orange and purple... Right now, it looks like we're just on blink mode. I'd like to see that change.
Blink blue. Well, that's annoying. Color.
That's a nice bright white.
It is.
Now, you had told me off air.
Is that?
That's solid
that's
yellow. You told me off air, Steve, that that's you green. Have reconsidered the thought of using these for the holidays.
Well.
And these may be repurposed.
These may be used in the shop.
For the winter. Because you don't have any power or lighting. Is that right? Okay.
These are remember? They blink when we...
Oh, yeah, to the voice.
Yeah.
Because you can hook up music to it.
Yeah.
I believe... Is this the one that had... Did it have an app?
Yeah, I have to see if I still have the app.
To the point where you can hook
that
up
like
to
hold on to them.
Boy, yeah. I hope I don't have epilepsy.
Just don't talk.
Oh, boy. Because it is very sensitive. La, la, la.
Oh, did I delete the app?
I could see why you would. You're probably sitting there, you know, August, and thinking, why in the world? What is go outdoor bulb A? You know, because this is guaranteed a Chinese fake LED light that was, you know, constructed by 6-year-olds.
Okay, well, I can't find the link to download the app.
So you're thinking... I see enough options here, though, that I'm comfortable saying that there is a mode that you could get those either all orange, all purple, maybe blinking orange, blinking purple.
Oh, I like that. It's more like a heartbeat.
That is like it's real smooth. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're thinking, use what you already got.
Use what I got. Decorate the porch. I got like 60 feet of them here.
Am I pulling in next week with some light? You know what? We've seen the beat of the lights.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you throw a little speaker out there and have Monster Mash on loop. You know?
Bobby Boris Pickett's number one hit.
That's right. Bobby Boris Pickett's only hit.
No, he had Climate Mash.
That's right. I think he's had a couple of mashes.
Boy, this is really driving me nuts. Turn that off.
Okay. I'm excited because I think... But you just get it. And I know your daughter is very susceptible to just being overcome with joy. Mm-hmm. Because you've described the way she looked at the Christmas lights when you finally spent hours on the peak of your roof. And it was like a... Yeah, okay. Can we go inside?
Hey, it's cold out.
Yeah, she, and I believe you said Annette was the exact same way. And I could see how this is going to end for you.
Yeah.
It's kind of surprise her, yeah. Right? Like, hey, let's go out front for, you know, grab the mail or mm-hmm. whatever, you know, when it's getting dark. And she just walks past and doesn't even notice them. Mm. And you're heartbroken.
Yeah.
I'd like to see you give this a try. Am I going to come in next weekend with these things blinking away?
Next week?
Mid-October.
That's a big ask.
You can't say it's not the season.
Ah.
Plus, it kind of gives you a little preview, right?
Yeah.
For the holiday season after.
You know something? It would be nice to just be able to flick a switch or go into the app and select, now I want green and red.
Yeah. Change it because these
were purchased. But it's not going to match the other lights.
No. These were purchased, though, with the idea of being year-round mm-hmm. lights very, very briefly in your head. I don't know if that would actually pan out. You know, you have in red, white, and blue with Lee Greenwood pumping out in the front yard as people drive through the Zach.
Look, man, I'm proud to be an American.
I can't wait. I am hoping to come in next week. Seeing these some semblance of these up somewhere.
Mm.
For your daughter to enjoy the it's Halloween just that there's season.
The outlet is so far away from where it would need to be plugged in. You know, it's...
Stay tuned. I'd like to see this happen.
Yeah.
I just a little bit of joy in your and your family's life.
What do you got on the docket? What's going up at the Kyle house?
So what's happened is I've so... infected my own son.
Ah, boy. It's just...
So you see what he's been doing is every day he comes home from...
I think it broke.
I don't think it's on. Oh, there it is.
There we go. Yeah, it must have... Transducers must have modulated.
Boy, you know how those... Whatever the piece from Back to the Future works.
Mm-hmm. I guess maybe next week we can talk about your light setup.
Can we?
Decoration. That's the big A bit.
Stay tuned.
Next week, lights.
Boy, we crushed the teases, man.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Got to everything, right?
I think we cleared the list.
Okay, so next week.
Yeesh. Hopefully we got something. Can you go, like, I don't know, run your car into a house this week?
I was going to say, rob a bank, maybe?
That's right.
At Steve and Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Remember, we said last week, we're always happy if you submit a link that you'd like us to discuss. Maybe it's a story from your neck of the woods, your little burg or ville somewhere.
Yeah, try to find me one that, you know, about one of your local stupid bridges burning down. Love to talk about those. Mm. Been getting a lot of covered bridge posts and tags here lately that I don't really enjoy seeing.
At Steve and Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We will talk to you next week.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money.